Knowing the composition of your soils can play a big part in irrigation efficiency. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. May Collumber is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor, Fresno County.
And so depending on that composition, the percentages of sand, silt, and clay is going to affect how the soil aggregates together. And so, but in addition to that, we have to consider how much organic matter there is in the soil. And the reason, the importance for organic matter is that it controls the ability for the soil to form pores of different size. So we have both macro and micro pores. So the macro pores are what allows water to infiltrate and percolate through the soil. But then those micro pores are what allow for water to be retained. And so, you know, this is one of the key fundamental factors of, you know, a well-functioning soil is that it both retains and infiltrates water. A well-aggregated soil also supports a life, as I mentioned, in the form of organic matter, which could be plant residues, it could be, you know, roots from the tree roots or from cover crops, and then soil organisms and their exudates. So there's many levels to this organic matter.
So the bottom line, well, always, it's know your soils. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.